Welcome to the February 6, 2025 regular meeting of the Government Audit and Oversight Committee of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. I'm Supervisor Jackie Fielder, Chair of the Committee, joined by Supervisor Souder and Supervisor Sherrill. The committee clerk is Monique Creighton. Our thanks to Clerk and SFGovTV for staffing this meeting. Madam Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to the Government Audit and Oversight Committee clerk at monique.craighton@sfgov.org. If you can submit public comment via email, it will be forwarded to the supervisors and also included as part of the official file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. Postal Service to our office in City Hall, number 1, Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. If you have documents you would like to be included as part of the official file, please submit them to me before the end of the meeting. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices to prevent any interruptions to today's proceedings. Finally, items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors agenda February 25th, 2025, unless otherwise stated.
Thank you. And Madam Clerk, please call item number 1.
Item number 1 is a resolution authorizing the Office of the Mayor, Office of the City Attorney, and Office of the City Administrator and the head of each division, office, and department under the supervision of the City Administrator to solicit donations from various private, nonprofit, philanthropic, and other entities to support 1, the urgent provision of legal services related to the creation and enforcement of immigration laws, regulations, and policies, including litigation and regulatory reform efforts at the local, state, and federal level, and non-legal services and support for the city's immigrant communities. 2, goods, services, and support for the city. Goods and services, including legal services related to defending and supporting LGBTQ plus rights. 3, goods and services, including legal services related to defending and supporting reproductive rights. 4, goods and services, including legal services related to defending existing environmental protection laws and promoting environmental protection efforts. And 5, goods and services, including legal services related to racial equity initiatives, all notwithstanding the behested payment ordinance. I would like to note that this item will be presented as a committee report at the February 11th Board of Supervisors meeting.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. So for this item, Calvin Ho, representing Supervisor Mandelman, who is a sponsor for this item, will be taking the lead on this item and introducing. Oh, sorry. Calvin, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Fielder, Supervisor Sauter, and Sherrill. My name is Calvin Ho, and I'm a legislative aide to President Mandelman. The item before you today is a behested payment waiver for the offices of the mayor, city attorney, and city administrator. This will allow all positions that are required to file Form 700s in these departments to solicit donations to cover goods and services, including legal services, to protect our immigrant and LGBTQ plus communities, and defend reproductive rights, environmental protections, and racial equity efforts. Our nation is in a state of crisis. Every day we hear new news and hear about new attempts to strip away the rights of our communities. I'm a bit nervous. and we hear about efforts to strip away the rights of our, trans community members and immigrant communities. I want to thank Mayor Lurie, City Attorney David Chu, and City Administrator Carmen Chu for their leadership in this moment, and Deputy City Attorney Brad Resi for his work on this. I'm going to turn it now to Brad to talk more about the resolution.
Good morning, Supervisors. Deputy City Attorney Brad Resi. I wanted to thank the committee first for hearing this item today. It's timely, as I'm sure you've seen in the news, what's going on. And I also wanted to thank Supervisor or President Mandelman for sponsoring this item, as well as his staff for working with us on it, and Supervisor Fielder and her staff for collaborating with us on some amendments. And also thank the co-sponsors, Supervisors Engardio, Dorsey, and Souder, for helping us move this forward. As you know, what's coming out of DC in the new federal administration is really unprecedented, and the actions that they're taking could have a significant impact on San Francisco and its communities. Our office intends to take all appropriate legal actions that we can to uphold the city's laws and values and to challenge unlawful actions coming out of Washington. And we anticipate this work will fall into the categories that are covered by this resolution: immigration issues, LGBTQ rights, reproductive rights, environmental protection, and racial equity. And our office has limited resources. We need to continue providing the legal services that we always do for the city. And so we can't undertake all this additional work without help from the outside. And so that's sort of the purpose of this ask. We need to partner with outside firms, philanthropic foundations, and other nonprofits to bolster our efforts. So the purpose of the requested waiver is to allow our office, as well as our partners in the mayor's office, the city administrator's office, and particularly the Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs, and the Assessor Recorder's office, to have conversations with these outside entities about this coordinated effort without running afoul of the city's behested payment ordinance. And we hope that these outside entities will be willing to help us with pro bono legal services and funding, as well as potentially providing pro bono legal services and funding directly to impacted communities and the nonprofits that serve them. This is really an all-hands-on-deck situation, and so we're going to need all the help that we can get to mount this effort against what's going on from D.C. Under the waiver, we'll be able to make connections between potential donors and nonprofit entities, as well as coordinate donations directly to city departments. And per the amendments that we've agreed to with Supervisor Fielder, we will be reporting to the board at the conclusion of this waiver all the donations to city departments that have resulted from the waiver. And of course, we'll make all the other required legal reporting that we need to do. So we ask for your support in these important efforts and that the committee forward this item to the full board with positive recommendation as a committee report. And also, I don't know if Calvin was going to mention this later, the Assessor Recorder's office came to us after the resolution was initially introduced to be added. And so so that we're not delaying this any further, we would ask that you duplicate the file and make the amendments to add the Assessor Recorder, and that item would need to be continued to your next meeting because it is substantive. But on the original item, after making the amendments that Supervisor Fielder's office and my office have and the sponsors have agreed to, that item can be moved to the full board meeting for next Tuesday. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you so much. Colleagues, do you have any questions? Thank you so much for working with my office to come up with some amendments, including requiring reporting of payments made by an interested party at the behest of an elected official of $5,000 or more, and also behested payments made by an interested party to the official or employee's department of $100 or more. I very much appreciate that. Okay, so Can one of you share why departments other than OSEA, the city administrator, the mayor, and the city attorney's office need a behested payment waiver?
Sure, I can speak to that. So the thinking was that this would apply to the people in the main office of the city administrator, and then the heads of all the different departments that are under the city administrator. And so I think we just don't know, we can't anticipate right now who might want to be involved in this effort in their office. And so it's not covering like every employee who files a Form 700 in under the city administrator, which would be a lot of people. So it's just the main office and the division heads. That would cover the executive director of OSEA.
Understood. And is someone from the assessor's office here? Holly?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Holly Long from the Office of Assessor Recorder.
Can you help us understand what type of fundraising the assessor's office will be doing with regards to legal services related to the creation and enforcement of immigration laws, regulations, and policies?
Of course. Thank you for considering us as in this resolution. So we are seeking the waiver of behested payment restrictions for the fundraising items related to immigration, LGBTQ+, environmental protection, reproductive rights, and racial equity. So current rules prohibit officials and city employees from soliciting funds from interested parties, as you know. This can create unintended barriers for fundraising for urgent community needs. So during the pandemic, as director of the Office of Economic and Workforce Development, Assessor Joaquin Torres played a key role in securing donations from critical initiatives. So he demonstrated an impact of such fundraising efforts during a time when the city faced a $1 billion deficit in urgent times. So under his leadership, our office continues to serve communities that are marginalized and underrepresented, including small businesses, first-time homeowners, immigrant families, LGBT+, and BIPOC communities. So this waiver would allow us to participate in coordinated fundraising alongside other city leaders, as what Brad had mentioned, while maintaining full transparency and reporting requirements. We commit to ethical standards, and it is not our intent to actively solicit from interested parties. This waiver simply provides legal clarity for our participation in broader community initiatives that align with San Francisco values.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
At this point, I think we can go to public comment. Oh, sorry. Supervisor Sherrill.
Sorry, do you mind if I just ask a quick clarifying comment? I want to make sure I understand. Is it basically the assessor recorder is very effective at this and the office is effective at this, so we should empower more public servants to help and join in the effort?
Yes,
is that
we
basics?
Have a proven track record.
Great. Great. Just wanted to make sure I understood that. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's excellent.
All good. Thank you. And at this point, I think we can move to public comment.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up now to speak. All speakers will have 2 minutes.
All right, seeing no one make public comment, public comment is now closed. Is there a motion to amend the file as presented?
Deputy City Attorney Brad Russey, the amendments that we were discussing with your office were a little different than what you said on the record, so I just wanted to make sure we have the right version.
Okay.
And I think it was circulated to you last night. The amendments that we have agreed to are on page 4 of the draft, lines 4 through 9, and they would essentially require the parties that have received the waiver to report within 60 days after the expiration of the 6-month waiver period to the board the identity of any donor, the amount of the donation, and their interested relationship that the donor has with the city department that received the funding.
Understood. So, let's see. Is there a motion to amend the file to...
I think the motion would be to amend the resolution as I read into the record.
Understood. Is there a motion to amend the resolution as read into the record by Deputy City Attorney Brad Russey?
Be happy to motion.
Moved by, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Yes, and on that motion to amend the file as presented, Chair Felder.
Aye.
Chair Felder, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Vice Chair Sauter, aye. Member Sherrill?
Aye.
Member Sherrill, aye. I have 3 ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Madam Clerk, this file is to be duplicated at the request of President Vandelman's office. Is there a motion to recommend the original item to the full Board of Supervisors as a committee report with positive recommendation?
I'll motion.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Yes, and on the motion to recommend the original file to the full Board of Supervisors as a committee report with positive recommendation. Chair Felder.
Aye.
Chair Felder, aye. Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sauter, aye. Member Sherrill.
Aye.
Member Sherrill, aye. I have three ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Is there a motion to amend the duplicated file as presented? Sorry, Supervisor Sherrill. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Deputy City Attorney Brad Russey again. I just want, for the record, I think we should probably summarize what these amendments are, which I'm happy to do. So the amendments to the duplicate would apply the waiver to the Assessor Recorder's Office, and that's reflected in the long title on page one. There's some other conforming amendments on page three that recognize that this waiver would apply to the Assessor Recorder, and that, you know, making some changes to the findings to reflect that the original waiver hopefully will be approved by the board and the board file number for that. Other amendments on page three to reflect that this applies to the Assessor Recorder. And then on page five, the waiver period for the Assessor Recorder waiver will coincide with the same period as the waiver that you heard in the original file, so that everybody's on the same schedule.
Thank you. Supervisor Sherrill.
If I may quickly, I just want to say how grateful I am to Supervisor Mandelman, Supervisor Sauter, and the rest of the co-sponsors for pushing for today's resolution. I'd like to add myself as a co-sponsor to this item, but especially Calvin Ho, thank you for being here today. I really appreciate you walking us through this all so clearly and diligently. You know, we really have to do everything we can to fight for the rights of all residents of this city, particularly those under attack, immigrant communities, LGBTQ plus friends and family, and our communities of color. We really need to equip our city attorney with every weapon at his disposal, and we're lucky that he and his colleagues in the office and Deputy City Attorney Russey, you're very much included in that, are have the backs of all San Franciscans. I especially want to thank Chair Fielder for your clarifying oversight to this resolution today. Thank you.
Thank you. And now I understand where we are. Apologies, Ms. Lung. Okay, so is there a motion to amend the duplicated file as presented by Deputy City Attorney Brad Russey?
Motion.
Moved by Supervisor Sauter.
Okay. And on that motion to amend the duplicated file as presented, Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Chair Fielder, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Vice Chair Sauter, aye. Member Sherrill?
Aye.
Member Sherrill, aye.
Thank you. The motion passes. All right. Now we're on to duplicating the file as amended.
Yeah. Deputy City Attorney Brad Russey, I think you've, the file is ready, the Assessor Recorder file is ready, so now you would need to continue this to your next meeting so that we can have public comment on that amended file.
Understood. Is there a motion to continue the duplicated file as amended to the call of the chair?
Motion.
Moved by Supervisor Sauter. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
So do we want to continue to the call of the chair or to the next GAO meeting?
To the next GAO meeting.
Okay. So on the motion to continue the duplicated file as amended to the February 20th, 2025 GAO meeting. Chair Fielder?
Aye.
Chair Fielder, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Vice Chair Sauter, aye. Member Sherrill?
Aye.
Member Sherrill, aye. I have three ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Madam Clerk, is there any other business?
No, that completes our meeting agenda.
Thank you. We are adjourned.